You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the SoFlo Vegans podcast, where we spotlight the people, places, and events shaping South Florida's vegan community. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. In today's episode, we sit down with Love Life Cafe's founder, Veronica Menon, to talk about her journey, her vision for conscious living, and the evolution of one of Miami's most beloved vegan destinations. We'll also share our community response to the Casa Terra conversation, spotlight a few of our incredible community partners, and wrap up with a quick event recap highlighting what's been happening across South Florida. Whether you're vegan, curious, or just love good food and community, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Today on the SoFlo Vegans podcast, we're spotlighting one of Miami's original plant-based pioneers, Veronica Menon, co-founder and owner of Love Life Cafe in Wynwood. For nearly a decade, she's helped define what it means to live consciously through food, community, and compassion.
When we met, I was just kind of diving into this wellness center, and Diego is an amazing cook. Like, he cooks so good. And I'm like, hey, you know, we should have a cafe in the yoga studio, and can you help me make the menu?
From humble beginnings, Love Life Cafe grew organically, one community member at a time.
Like, we started in a little counter that Diego built himself inside of the wellness center. And we just really grew from the community coming and supporting us, and us getting square loans. Okay, we need to expand the kitchen. We don't have any money. Let's get a square loan. And then more people would come, and then we just kept on growing and growing. Until the day that it was too big to be in the wellness center. And that was, I think, reinvent ourselves, number one. We moved from there to this place where we are now. And we were lucky enough to have a landlord that supported us, and he built the restaurant for us. And it was very simple. When we were here originally, we didn't have a walk-in cooler, you know, we didn't have gas. It was just very basic. And all of a sudden, like, more people came. It was crazy. I think it was 2018, 2019. You just couldn't keep the line. Like, the line was out the door sometimes.
Through the years, Veronica and Diego faced hurricanes, COVID, and even a buyout by the ex-CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey.
It was a really hard moment for us, because first we said no, and then we were like, it was 2021, you know, it was, and I was pregnant of him, and we loved we loved his mission, you know. We're like, if we're ever going to sell to anybody, because other people have approached us before, many investors or groups, you know, people that want to expand us, but we're like, in the end of the day, they're going to pressure us for money, they're going to want us to change the menu, you know, put meat in it, put dairy, put whatever, because the vegan business doesn't give you enough margins. It gives us enough, but not to a big investor that wants to see big money. So we're like, if we're ever going to sell to anybody, these are people that I've always admired, John Mackey. I've read all his books. He inspired me to do what I do, conscious business. So we decided to go for it, and we spent 4 years like married with them. We continue part of it. And they gave us full control of everything, which that's when we moved to the bigger space.
Okay.
So it wasn't really our investment. It was there, you know, they had the vision to have, we were doing so well. They're like, we need more seats. We need to feed more people. And then the economy just took this weird route, you know, food costs to the roof. Labor became insane expensive, because it's expensive to live in Miami, right?
Yeah.
So like, my team needs to pay rent, so they need more money. So we started having to put more and more and more and more, to the point that they changed their direction. They don't want to have any more. The first like vision of the wellness center changed. So our cafe didn't really fit in anymore. So instead of just closing down, we said, can we buy the business back? And they said, sure. You know, it takes back a little back and forth of negotiation, but we were able to buy it back this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love Life's journey mirrors Miami's evolving vegan scene. Once underground, now battling rising rents and shifting trends.
Wynwood has changed a lot after COVID, and I think that's because, you know, like I said, the economy, rent is insanely crazy. And for small businesses like ourselves and other really, remember when Wynwood was really hip and cool and like, it just felt mysterious to be here. It was so artsy and so much culture going on.
Had this underground vibe to it.
Yeah, and you know what? People that have those creative businesses that were thriving at that time, they can't really afford to be here anymore. And like us, like rent is expensive for us too, you know? Like we're really barely making it, but we're like, we're gonna hang on until things get better. But the neighborhood has really shifted, and I think that has affected like the amount of foot traffic that we get and how exciting it is to go to Wynwood. You know, it's not as exciting as it was before. And I'm really hoping that people can come together. Like I've been getting together with Zach the Baker, and we're like, how can we, you know, anything that we can do? Like he wants to close the block where his bakery is and create like a market. I told him, let's do a farmer's market back here. You know, just to create more of that feel that, you know, more people getting together and just hanging out, you know? It doesn't have to be only like restaurants from out of town. That's like pretty much all you have now.
Even with changing tastes, Veronica's commitment remains strong. Real food made with integrity.
In our restaurant, for example, we try to stick to whole foods. Like we make our own cheese. Our cheese is made from cashew and water. Our burger patty is homemade. Even like our picadillo is made from pea protein. Like we literally buy a bag of pea protein and we make the picadillo with pea protein. So we're not using the Beyonds and the Impossibles, and even though they are right now refining themselves, which I'm so excited about, we do have maybe a handful of dishes that we use. Like we have the cheeseburger with the Beyond meat. I can't even think of it. Like we have just a few things because you want also to satisfy that cheat day, right? Because everybody has the day that they cheat or they have to eat something indulgent that doesn't necessarily have to be the healthiest. But if you want to eat here every day, I mean, we have rice, beans, you know, we have beautiful salads. We have things that are hearty, nutritious, and they are all whole foods. So maybe that's why like we've managed to stay around, because we're not only dealing with like imitation everything, like we just want to make good food for everybody. You know, you don't have to be vegan necessarily, but if you want to feel good after you eat and not fall asleep, you know, during lunch, and try something new that tastes amazing and it's made with real ingredients, and that's, I think, where right now how we are adapting to that is the no seed oil fat, like that's the trend, right?
Yeah.
But we've never, the funny thing is that since we opened in 2015, we have only used olive oil and coconut oil.
Oh, okay.
Always, forever. Like we've never used any other oil. So now we're talking about it because everybody's talking about it, but we've been doing that forever. We never use refined sugar. We never fried anything. We don't have a fryer back here.
Interesting.
So a lot of things that I think people care about today, because it's all about a trend, and nobody realizes how social media and everything kind of steers everybody towards the certain trends. But to me, I'm almost 20 years vegan, you know, my son, we feel good, and that's what matters, you know, and whoever wants to eat that way, then we're here making the best food for that.
Running a vegan business isn't easy. Veronica has felt the financial and emotional pressure, but never lost sight of her why.
As a business owner, again, like I could never put animals in my menu because that's not, I don't know, I just couldn't go to sleep at night knowing that I that's what I do for a living, because it's not my mission. Like, I'm not a restaurant owner. I'm a conscious business owner. I want to make this world better. I don't want to just fit into the trend, right, to survive. Gotcha. And I understand maybe I might have to close one day because we're not making enough money. But I think before that, there are other things that we can try. Like, I really want to get into more catering. You know, I just started a really nice program for kids' birthday parties, school lunches. You know, there's food for people that just came out of the hospital. Like, we have a kitchen, you know. We can produce, we can look into different revenue streams that we can continue paying rent. We're introducing a new granola, we're writing a recipe book. We're working on other things to keep, and marketing, right? Because if you make it cool to eat this way, people will come. People want to be a part of it.
Now back at the helm, Veronica is expanding her impact through education, community, and creativity.
We are partnering with a Montessori school that we may turn into a school, let's see. But right now we're doing their culinary program.
Okay.
So we teach every Friday. We're gonna launch the school lunch program for them, and I hope that's something that picks up, you know, and other schools wanna join in. And there's gonna be a Love Life recipe book also coming, which we're gonna showcase some of our recipes. You know, we just reopened in June, so we have live music now on Saturdays, and new dishes. We have some new specials coming.
I saw a video of your breakfast burger.
Yeah.
That's probably going to get one of those to go.
Yes, and for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, we're going to have the holiday menu as well. We do it every year. So we have meatloaf, we have a mushroom casserole, we have the pan de jamón, we have tamales, which are called hallacas, and my husband is from Venezuela, so... it's gonna be good.
Veronica's story reminds us that conscious living isn't just about what's on your plate. It's about purpose, perseverance, and heart.
We share the same passion, you know. We want more people to eat this way. We want a better world, a better place for our kids to grow. And thank you. You know, I wanted to say thank you for doing this initiative. I think it's gonna be very successful, and I wish you all the best. And however we can support, you know, anything else that you're doing, let us know.
To learn more about Love Life Cafe, visit lovelifecafe.com or stop by their Wynwood location. And for more inspiring stories from vegan leaders and changemakers, visit vegansexplore.com and stay connected to the movement. During our last episode, I posted a segment about Le Artisan's transition to a new concept called Casa Terra. Let's say it wasn't well received by the community, and rightfully so. The finished product came off like a paid advertisement for a business that let down many of its followers and fans. For clarity, I was not paid, nor am I typically paid for the majority of the content I create. I will admit some of what I said could have been phrased differently and was in poor taste, and I own that 100%. I intended to make everyone aware of the changes in their business and spotlight a restaurant with a large number of vegan options. With that being said, I also created the segment to double down on my stance on why I'm personally vegan. I've said it numerous times over the last 8+ years that I'm vegan for compassion. To me, compassion isn't contingent on what you do to me or others. It's also not something that's easy to do in practice all the time, especially with the evil that exists in the world. It's a daily practice to prevent myself from becoming angry, jaded, and cruel to others. I know myself well enough to know that if pushed, I can go to dark places. This post turned out to be a blessing in disguise. It highlighted why I do this for compassion, not just for the animals, health, or the environment. For me, compassion is a tentpole for all three things and reminds me that how I show up is important, especially when trying to grow the vegan community. I've had hundreds of conversations over the years with members of the community, and the chorus is the same. This community can be toxic, and unforgiving. More and more people are dropping the label vegan for this very reason. They don't want to be associated with this type of behavior. It does nothing to help the animals. In actuality, it breeds complacency within the community where people stop attending events or being involved in general, choosing rather to do it in private out of fear of doing or saying the wrong thing. While I completely understand the outrage and own my role in it, I'm disappointed that it took only one lapse in judgment to dismiss nearly a decade's worth of advocacy and support for the community. I'm locked in, so this episode isn't enough to drive me away from the work that gets to be done, as easy as it would be for me to focus on other causes near and dear to my heart, like working with children in K-12 education. So with all that said, I hear you, and I will do better in reporting what's happening in the community. At the same time, I will continue to stand for this being a movement about compassion and understanding. You can be a voice for the animals without tearing down the very people who are dedicating their lives to building the community. I'm always just a DM away if you have any questions or concerns. Gratitude, and have the best day ever. We're sending heartfelt gratitude to the incredible businesses that stand beside us in growing the vegan movement. Their commitment fuels everything we do, from events and podcasts to campaigns that highlight our thriving community. A Miami favorite known for redefining vegan comfort food, Love Life Cafe serves vibrant, nourishing meals that make plant-based eating irresistible. Their mission is to inspire mindful living through food, love, and community. Located in Davie, Mama Chia Cafe is a family-run gem, bringing warmth, flavor, and authenticity to every bite. Their 100% vegan menu blends Caribbean and Latin roots to create dishes that feed the soul and celebrate culture. Located in Wynwood, Vegan Corner serves flavorful paninis, sandwiches, drinks, and offers an expanding selection of plant-based groceries featuring products from local creators like Pamela Wasabi and Sunny Speaks Vegan. This neighborhood spot is helping build a stronger, more connected vegan marketplace across South Florida. Registration is free for 100% vegan restaurants and vendors with a one-time fee for businesses that sell animal products. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up and show your commitment to a kinder, healthier world. Becoming a community partner connects you to ongoing promotional opportunities, including complimentary features, media coverage, and optional paid upgrades for greater visibility. Everything you see and hear from Vegans Explore is completely self-funded, created with love to uplift our community. We hope that 20% of our audience chooses to give back by attending events, supporting campaigns, or purchasing our resources. For those of you who are not in a position to contribute financially, your time and presence are equally valuable. Help us grow, volunteer, or share our content to inspire others. Visit veganexplore.com/get involved to discover how you can help make South Florida a global hotspot for veganism. Together, we can show the world that compassion is contagious. Let's take a look at what's been happening across South Florida in the vegan community. On Thursday, October 30th, join Rescue Dog Network at Darbster Restaurant in West Palm Beach from 5 to 9 p.m. Expect great vegan food, raffles, and a costume contest. A portion of the proceeds supports Pups in Need. And you can find Darbster Restaurant at 8020 South Dixie Highway. Details at rescue.network.org and darbster.com. Saturday, November 1st, celebrate 80 years of World Vegan Day with the Vegan Social Club in Palm Beach Gardens. Come for dinner, connection, and community. Suggested donation is $11.11, and guests purchase their own meals. Bring a non-toxic pumpkin to support Peace Farm Sanctuary. RSVP for the exact location. Also on Saturday, November 1st, stand with SoFlo Animal Rights for International Cube Day. Help expose the truth and speak for the animals from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Two meetup locations are available. Miami Beach at 551 Lincoln Road Mall, and Hollywood Beach at 1111 North Ocean Drive on the boardwalk. Those are just a few of the incredible events happening in our community. To see what's coming up next or to share your own event, visit vegansexplore.com/tour and join the movement. Thanks for tuning in to the SoFlow Vegans podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review, subscribe wherever you listen, and send us a voicemail to share your thoughts. We might feature it on a future episode. You can find all these notes, links, and upcoming events mentioned in this episode at vegansexplore.com. This show is powered by the team at Vegans Explore, dedicated to building a stronger, more connected vegan community across South Florida and beyond. Until next time, keep supporting local vegan businesses, showing compassion, and helping us grow the movement. One bite, one event, and one story at a time.